What's your thoughts about being part of a new group, which includes not only yourself, but Randy and Dante?
Yeah, we got a great group of receivers and, a lot of talent. And we're excited about that. And we're just out there working each day and just trying to get better.
How much work is there to be done when you have yourself, as Cliff mentioned, the other guys, plus Kelly Washington? Just there's a lot of guys who still have to be indoctrinated in. I would imagine how much more work do you guys have to do as a result of that?
We've met, quite a bit and trying to, get on the same page and make sure, you got to make sure you're studying and staying on top of your stuff. So, it's just one of those deals where you got to put a little extra in and kind of get caught up with the guys who have been here for a while.
What's the chemistry like between you guys so far?
Everybody's been great. Yeah. We laugh, we joke, we have fun, and at the same time working hard and trying to get better.
Do you feel like you're learning the system pretty good?
Yeah, I think it's come along pretty well. Mm-hmm. We still have a long ways to go and a lot of things we need to learn and really just make it all a habit. So, slowly but surely we're kind of getting there.
Has it really hit you yet that you're a Patriot?
Yeah, I think so. You look at your uniform whenever you're in the mirror and stuff, and it's a different color, and you just come out with the same work ethic and just try and get after it.
Wes, how do you feel about Brady calling you a Labrador Retriever?
Yeah, he told me that. He said, when I'm in the huddle, I'm just trying to focus on the play. It's all new to me, so I'm just trying to focus in on him and exactly, everything, what I'm motioning or where I'm lining up and everything. So, I kind of give him that look like, hey, I think I know what I'm doing, but let me make sure. So.
It's a compliment, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wes, do you see similarities between the way Bill coaches and the way Nick coaches?
It's hard to really, know the difference between the two. They're both great coaches, and they've also done a great job in every field they've been in. So.
I know you said that you really liked playing for Nick. I mean, was that one reason maybe when you looked at it, like, I know that, I like playing for Nick, and Nick and Bill have been friends, and they're similar, and they come from kind of the same background, so I think I'll like playing for Bill, too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there were some similarities that other people said that they had, and I feel like I kind of knew what to expect, but, you still got to show up and bring the same type of work that you've been bringing day in, day out, and I think everything else will take care of itself.
How much do you envision your receivers complementing each other, different things that your guys can do?
I think we can, as a unit, go out there and really put some pressure on people and we're excited about the speed and on the outside with all the guys we got and even guys on the inside being able to work in and out and really everybody just getting open and getting where Tom wants us to be and just kind of rolling from there.
I think this is a process that'll take some time with the receivers since there are so many new guys.
Yeah, I think so. I think, anytime you're in a system, I know that, it's taken me some time in other offenses and I'm sure we'll hear, it's that learning curve and you just got to get there as fast as you can and really learn everything.
What's the playbook like?
It's your typical NFL playbook and you just, it's all going to be pretty extensive and you just got to stay after. Sammy is a great player, great guy, and I was excited when he signed here from Miami because we were good friends there, and continues to do a good job.
He filled in pretty well for Ronnie last year.
Yeah, no, he did. He did. I mean, he's done a great job, throughout his career, and continues to.
Do you think maybe you guys both have had pretty good games against the Patriots in your career? How much that plays into teams being interested in you if you perform well against them?
Yeah, I don't know either. I know that the type of work ethic that Sammy has brought in the past has really been a great one. So he'll continue to do that throughout his career.
Is training camp enough time for the passing game to come together? I mean, I know it's a long period, but it seems like it's such a complex process. Does it really just go into the regular season?
Yeah, Yeah, I think so. You know, the more time you can get in and really just kind of learn everything, you just try and bring everything together and just get better every day.
What has impressed you about Randy Moss so far?
You know, just his ability out there. I mean, he's so talented and he's done a great job of learning the playbook and really trying to get everything together and for us to be successful.
Wes, when a guy like him joins a team, do you put any stock in what his reputation is before he comes, or do you just start at ground zero and go from there?
You gotta give everybody a chance. So you can't read into what everybody says about him. You just you gotta see it for yourself. And so far so good. He's been a great teammate and a great player out there so far.
Brady called you a Labrador yesterday. Said that you go out, you fetch the ball and bring it back, and you come to the huddle and then you're panting.
Yeah.
Your reaction to that.
That's just you're kind of constantly moving and. With Tom, he wants you to be in a certain place and doing things a certain way. And so, that's just kind of the way I've always been. And running routes, getting open, catching a ball and jog back and run to the football when it's thrown. So that's just kind of been my style, throughout my career.
When you say he wants you to be in a certain place a certain time, does he have a way of explaining that that's different from other guys you've worked with?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, every offense, and quarterbacks have their certain ways of, how he wants you to run a route, against this coverage, that coverage, do this, do that, that stuff. So, just kind of getting on the same page as far as all that goes.
Has he done anything in particular to, have you guys gone out to dinner, he explained stuff, anything away from the field that's a little bit different?
Not really. I mean, we talk quite a bit, and we'll sit there in the weight room and go over routes and plays and things and all that stuff. So,
anything about New England just from first impression wise that stand out to you more than anything?
It's a great area. I've gotten a place in Boston, I've enjoyed just the city up there and everything about it. It's a great city, and I'm really just enjoying myself at this point.
How about Patriots specific? Something standing out to you that maybe was different than your experience in Miami?
I can't think of really anything that I really go into. So.
You have one of your most memorable games here, though, when you kick the field goal. Does that play into any of this at all? I mean, when you look around, you say, this is kind of a cool place to be for.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But the pass was a pass, and I got to move on from that and try and do just work hard to do bigger and better things.
Is the receiving core such that the load doesn't have to be all that heavy on any one guy? In other words, Randy's not going to have to carry the show. No one will have to carry the show.
Yeah, I think that's the case. We have a bunch of talented guys and a lot of depth, and we're all just going to work together, and the coaches are going to put us in the right spots and right positions with the right routes, and we're all just going to work together and bring it all together.
Okay, guys. So.